Glory be to God.
Bless the Lord.
Yes, sir.
I said you ought to have been there.
Yeah.
God. When you say my soul.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Make sure yours are saved too.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. We honor the Lord for being in your midst one more time. Hallelujah. He didn't have to keep us this whole week.
Thank you, Lord.
The world would have gone on without us as if we had never existed. But he kept us.
Yes, he did.
Hallelujah. Anybody glad to still be here?
Hallelujah. Glory, glory.
This is the 121st day of the year. Tell somebody I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Another day the Lord has made. We are to rejoice and be glad that we're part of the day. Glory to God. We're not going to go on with a lot of preliminaries. We're going to go into the word. You should find it in the book of St. Luke, the 19th chapter. And begin at verse 1. St. Luke 19. Begin with verse 1. In the name of Jesus, I don't understand for all this task. In the name of Jesus,
yes, Lord.
Bring to our remembrance every word that you will have to say, every thought we have us to portray, every parable you have us to give. In the name of Jesus, let your anointings flow now in every heart and every mind. For we know the anointings destroy the yokes. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Are we there? Hallelujah. What time is it?
Good news time.
Good news time. God's word is good news. And it's good news in this bad news world. Hallelujah. So we come to hear some good news. St. Luke 19. Verse 1, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, whom he was, and could not spoil the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree and to see Jesus, see him, for he was to pass that way.
Yeah.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. We'll stop there. And we'll take our subject from that fifth verse. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Tell somebody, make haste,
make haste.
And come down.
And come down.
Make haste and come down. This is a story of a man who was seeking salvation and didn't know quite how to go about getting it. He knew he had to see Jesus because he had heard of him and all that he had been doing for 3 years on earth ministering. And here we find this man as Jesus was passing through on his way to Jerusalem. As he going to Jerusalem, he had to go by Jericho. Mm-hmm. Now Jericho didn't have too big good of a reputation here, but every now and then, all of us go through Jericho. We meet up with misfortunes.
Yeah.
We meet up with hazards. And we meet up with agony and pain on the way to Jericho.
Yeah.
Jericho was a seaboarding place, low elevation, where Jerusalem was up high. And we know there's another story about being this American that was on his way to Jericho.
Yeah.
And how he was beat and robbed, mm-hmm. and left half dead. Sometimes we are let that way, the world being mean to us.
Uh-huh.
The world not looking favorable on us. And we find ourselves on Jericho Road.
Yeah.
Well, as Jesus entered into Jericho, the word said he met a man. There's a man there in Jericho,
yeah,
named Zacchaeus. Now Zacchaeus wasn't just any person, but he was the chief amongst the publicans. In other words, he like the head one, high notch, macho. And it points out here that Zacchaeus was a publican, the chief one, and it points out to make sure that he was rich.
Yeah.
And to point out that way that he was rich means what we used to say in these days and time, filter rich.
Yeah.
Meaning that he was loaded. Filthy rich, and he need to be clean.
Yeah.
He had to be clean of his ideals and clean of his way of life because of his condition here with the Lord.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus wasn't quite satisfied the way he had been living. And he heard that Jesus was coming. So he set out on a mission to see Jesus. And he wanted to see who he was.
Yeah.
Who is this man that everybody's talking about?
Yeah.
Who is this man that everybody is trying to find a way to hear his words?
Yeah.
Because he had heard that he talked like one that they haven't heard before.
Come on now.
He talked like one that had authority.
Yeah.
And knew what he was talking about.
Yeah.
And he just had to sing for himself. He got to see him, and the key is the word said that he couldn't get to Jesus because the crowd was around.
Come on.
Because everywhere Jesus went during those last years, a crowd was there. And not so much to hear his word, but to see the miracle.
Yeah.
And maybe even to receive one or two. Jesus was doing things that hadn't been done before.
That's right.
He was healing the sick.
Yeah.
Opening the eyes of the blind.
Yeah.
Opening the ears of the deaf.
Yeah.
Raising the dead.
Oh.
This was a man I need to see.
Jesus.
He can do all those things. Maybe he can help me out. Although I'm rich,
uh-huh.
I'm not satisfied.
Yeah.
Tell somebody money don't cut it all the time.
Money don't cut it all.
You may have it,
yeah.
But it ain't knowing you no good.
Because
mm-hmm. you're not happy with it. Yeah, we do things in life that we're not proud of sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
But because of a position we have, we find ourselves doing things that we ought not to do. And so since he couldn't get to the crowd, and said he was, one reason he couldn't get to the crowd, he was little. It was short. Everybody else was towering over him. So he couldn't see Jesus in the crowd because everybody standing around him was taller than he was. So the only thing he could do was either look up
uh-huh.
or look down.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes we end that position in our lives. Seems like all I can do is just look up. Or even look down. We advise you to look up.
Look up.
For the word said, look
mm-hmm.
up
yeah.
and leave.
And
the word says that look up
yeah.
to the hill.
Yeah.
That's where your help coming from.
Yeah.
Knowing that your help
yeah.
comes from the Lord. Who makes the heavens and the earth
yeah.
and make everything else move in his own time,
yeah.
in his own way. Yeah, yeah. So Zacchaeus thought that he would go ahead of the crowd
mm-hmm.
and get up on the sycamore tree.
Yeah.
And so he ran and got on the sycamore tree because he knew, so for some reason he knew what route Jesus was taking.
Yeah.
He knew he had to come by the sycamore tree. So he got there and climbed the sycamore tree on the side of the road. Yeah, and waited in the tree waiting for Jesus.
Yes.
And when Jesus got there, the word said Jesus looked up
uh-huh.
and said, Zacchaeus.
Zacchaeus.
Yeah. You need to come down.
Come down. Yeah.
You need to get in a hurry
yeah.
and get down here. God is calling some Zacchaeus today to come down.
Come down.
Make a hurry, get in a hurry, and come down off your high horse.
Yeah.
You always on your high horse looking down your nose at somebody.
Yeah. making them feel like they ain't nobody, you everything. Calm down. If you want to stop the mean, you got to get down off your high horse. Be low and humble. Cause low and humble is the way. You can't come to Jesus begging you all this. You this and that and a bag of chips. You think that you are him that the author of knowledge. Come down. You might be rich, but your wealth don't make you no better than nobody else. You might be rich, but the last time I looked at it, was dirt. And you might be made out a different color dirt, but it's still dirty. You got to come down off your high horse. Your soap didn't make you no cleaner than my soap. You need to come out of your high thoughts. Thinking everybody is the best. And you the only one that's right. Come down. Jesus said, make whole pace. And come down. I heard him say, today I must. He didn't say I want to. But he said, I must. You can't get by him, Jesus.
That's right.
You can't get by Jesus. You got to come by him. You got to come his way. There is no other way except by the way of the cross. Jesus said, I must come to your house. I got to spend time in your house. Don't send me nowhere else.
No.
I need you to be at your house. You always praying for that one. And praying for this one. But what about your house? I got to come to your house. And get it straightened out. Get it cleaned up. And when they heard that, hallelujah, he came down and received joyfully. And when he saw it, or when they saw it, they all began to mumble. You know, talking with something I say under your breath. Talking, you know, that without wanting to hear you. But you, what you're doing, thinking out loud. You let your real self show, but doing it underhanded. You think he's saved? I'm going to speak it out a little louder. He called himself the Son of God. I thought he was somebody. If he were the Son of God, he wouldn't be having dinner, spending time with a sinner man. I thought Dick and Tick was saved. I saw him hanging out with their buddies that they still hanging out in the street. We won't say it out loud to him. We'll murmur it. And then when we get off to somebody else, we'll tell it.
Right there.
Come down.
Come down.
Of your seat of judgment.
Yeah.
Come down.
I
need to spend time at your house. I need to clean up your house. And by being filthy rich, I need a washing.
Yeah.
Not a Clorox. I need a washing. Not with Tide.
Yeah.
I need a washing. And get y'all smelling good, not with Downing.
Yeah.
But I need to wash it.
Wash it.
With the blood.
The blood.
That will cleanse you.
Yeah.
From all your sin.
Yeah.
Oh, my time has run out.
Jesus.
But I need to stay here just a little while longer. I got a need to be here to let somebody know that you ain't this and that and a bag of chips like you thought you were. Everybody sins, including myself.
Yeah.
And everybody falls short on a daily basis.
Yeah.
We fall short. Not on a daily basis, but an hourly basis. We fall short on a minute basis. We fall short on 1 second basis. Because we don't give him the praise that he deserves. We don't give him the honor and respect that he deserves. Calm down. Make hay.
Glory, glory.
You got to come down.
Yeah.
If you want to deal with Jesus,
yeah,
you got to come down.
Come down.
You can't be thinking you're better than anybody else if you want to deal with Jesus.
Come down.
Hey, Zacchaeus said,
Master.
If I done any wrong.
Yeah.
Now we'll say if we done it. You know you already done something wrong. Why are we saying here?
Make a point. Yes. That's right.
The word already said you all sinned.
All sin.
We all fell short. And it was that Master, if I. Come down.
Yeah.
You ought not even they be thinking that way that you if I done this. You done something wrong if it ain't wrong there. You still need repenting.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
If I done any wrong, I give up to the half. Or anyone that done wrong. And if I cheated anybody in my tax dealing, I pay them back fourfold. That means I'm paying them back what I owe. Then I'm doing it 3 times more over there. Fourfold. Jesus said, that's good.
Yeah.
Salvation has come to your house. Because the Son of Man has come not to seek that is already saved. See, we are dealing with we're running down the people that's already saved. We're trying to make them more holier than thou. But we're supposed to be going out there in all the world seeking the lost, seeking whom I might be able to help.
Yeah.
But we out there looking in Elder Bush's life. We out there looking in Dr. Lewis's life. They already saved. Hear that, sinner man. Don't regard God. And need your attention. They need to hear a word from the Lord. Is there a word for the Lord?
Yes, there is.
Yeah. Can they get some help out here? No, I got to clean up my brother. When the sinner is filthy and dirty as sin. And Jesus said, go ye into all the world and teach them all things I have done. Make some disciples. But we're too busy pulling the saved ones back out into the world. Driving them here and driving them there instead of drawing them. We're supposed to be like magnets. Drawing sinners. To find salvation. But we can't see it because you're always pointing out the dirt. The dirt in Dickie Wilson. And make the sinner who was thinking about come to Christ because of Dickie Wilson. Now you done showed me stuff I didn't know. And it pushes us back. Rather than pulling us forward. Come down. Make haste.
Yeah. I better quit. I'm 7 minutes over. But if you don't remember nothing else from this message, just mean know that I need to come down.
Yeah.
Stop judging.
Yeah.
That's our biggest fault. We judge and condemn other saints. I thought they were this and this and this. Hallelujah. But don't worry about them. You need to be trying to get the other ones out there. We judge saints more than the saints, the sinners does. From this day forward, pull off your judge robe.
Yeah.
Put on your street clothes. And go and tell somebody that Jesus loved them.
Yeah.
Go and tell somebody that Jesus cared.
Yeah.
Go and tell somebody that Jesus wanted to go to your house.
Yeah.
He wanted to spend time in your house.
Yeah.
Go. Tell somebody that the Lord is nigh unto thee. Go!
Hallelujah.
Tell somebody. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter what you just done. Doesn't matter what you did 10 years ago. He still will save you. He still will deliver you. He still will set you free. You still can have eternity in heaven.
Yes,
go.
Hallelujah.
Come down. Make haste.
Yes.
Come down and run.
Yes.
Tell somebody that Jesus wants to deliver you. Jesus wants to make you free. Jesus wants to heal you. God bless you.
Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
For he come to seek and to save those that were lost. He saved you one day. And if he saved you, he can save everybody else. And nobody's sin no worse than yours. Your sin that's bad as anybody else's. Because when you're guilty of one, you're guilty of all of them. And they ain't nothing but disobedience. That's all sin is. So you don't have to name them out. You disobey God. Disobey God. And that's sin. That's all it is. When the first sin was committed, it was disobedience. Because all they did is what we do every day. Eat. Eating was the same to them. And eating was all right, long they didn't eat. Or he told them not to eat. Well, it looked good, smelled good, tastes good. And so we eat it and it is good. All right. But we got to learn not to eat some things but the word tell us to. Stop eating up gossip. Stop eating up hatred. Stop eating up jealousy. Envy. Strife. Stop eating those things. Sedition. Wrath. Stop eating it. Make haste. Come down. And get on your spiritual diet. Love. Peace, joy.
Yes, Lord.
Long suffering. Patience. Eat up that. Eat up. How to love one another. And make sure you get plenty of that. You can just be a glutton in forgiveness. Eat the forgiveness all day long.
Okay.
Eat it. When you don't even feel like eating, eat it anyway. Even when you lose your appetite for it, eat it anyway. Because we'll lose our appetite for forgiveness right quick. But eat it. Stop saying I can't forgive him for this. Yes, you can. You can forgive them for anything that they've done because Jesus forgave you. All right. Quit and start it again, but I'm quitting. If there's anyone here today that needs to come down off your horse. Now's your time to come.
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. What's his name? Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Jesus, 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 Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's Savior.
Savior, Savior, Savior.
Hallelujah.
Savior, Savior, Savior. Savior, Savior, Savior.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
He's holy.
Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus. What's his name?
Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory be to God.